This is the Power Podcast. My name is Sarah of Underground Crowds. We hit Bible topics,
smash book studies,
punch out some songs here and there,
and light up
His Word to strengthen our souls. Thanks for listening. Okay, we're going to get started today on a new topic. We're going to be talking about loyalty this week. Toxic loyalty, God's kind of loyalty, and the kind of loyalty we should have as Christians. Obviously, we can't be God. We can steer away from that which is toxic loyalty. Some call that idolatry as well. But we'll get down to the nitty-gritty on that because I think we can really help out our younger generation. And help them see that being a fan of something, music group, whatever, is one thing. Pouring in loyalty to that which is not reciprocating loyalty can have zero effect on the idol, but it destroys us. So let's pray. I pray that you'll guide us through, Lord, this topic and help us to lean into your understanding of what loyalty is and help the ones coming up navigate these temptations to obsess. And I think that is common. That we should not be surprised, but I know that you have a loving hand ready to guide and direct and to restore hearts to yourself. In Jesus' name, amen. First I want to talk about God's loyalty. And it's very indicative. I have 65 verses on God's loyalty, but something that I noticed, and we have a passage too, where we have a couple. We have Psalm 115, as well as 1 John 5. It's going to guide us through what our kind of loyalty should look like. Concerning the body of believers and children of God. We might touch on David's loyalty to Saul. I think I could just cover that very quickly. In 1st or 2nd Samuel, not sure. David is running from Saul for a long time. And I can figure it out for you. He's running from Saul for a long time. And in fact, I'll post it. And Saul's trying to kill him. And when David gets the opportunity to kill Saul, Saul had gone to relieve himself in the same cave that David was hiding in, exposing himself, all vulnerability. David could have taken his shot right at that point. And David didn't do it. And it wasn't because Saul wasn't trying to kill him. It wasn't because Saul wasn't a wicked man. It wasn't because Saul wasn't disobeying God, because he was doing all of those things. David didn't kill Saul because of the God who had him seated on the throne in Jerusalem. So the connector was not David's devotion to Saul. The connector was David's devotion to God. And he understood that Saul was in the position God wanted him to be in. And he never sought to restore the same kind of relationship he had before with Saul. Navigating loyalty, it's 2 Samuel. It's 2 Samuel. Yeah. Because 2 Samuel starts off with after the death of Saul. And then David was put into a position as king. So, as we navigate loyalty, we might discover, and hopefully God's going to help us discover, where we have placed idols. And the Lord's going to help us assess what is criteria for loyalty that's led to idolatry, and why I need to break ties. I have had difficulty in this area because for me, and the Lord was showing me last night, for me, it's like, I won't have any part of it at all. And I, you know, when there's something, when God's trying to show me something to navigate through something, I tend to be yes or no. Is that going to be in my life or is it not going to be in my life? I can slam the door. And I'd never look back. I can totally slam the door. And the Lord was like, yeah, you're good at slamming doors. This is not what I want you to work on right now. And so I'm talking to anyone, teenagers or whatever, and maybe together we can figure out that it is not necessarily a sin for you to appreciate that boy band or whatever it is, the Avengers. My son has obsessions with superheroes. I mean, and he has his own set of superheroes, and the superheroes all have backstories, and his imagination just runs wild. He draws them in his journal. His imagination is just phenomenal. Is that bad? No, it is not. So what we're going to study though, is how to navigate these loyalties. And I suspect that these loyalties arise when preteens and teenagers figure out that their parents are fallible. When the kids are younger, their parents are heroes. Everything revolves around their parents. Their parents can tell them what to do and they're like, okay, whatever you say goes. And if the parent isn't at the baseball game, it's devastating. Their whole world revolves around their mom or their dad. Well, by the time they get to be teenagers, they figure out their parents do not have it all together. Their world does not revolve around their parents. And therefore, they look immediately for something else that might be the ticket. And it's common. It's common. So before we start throwing stones, well, it's about Jesus. It's very common for us to figure out that's not working and then turn to something else. It's almost a rule of thumb. And you may have found something glorious. You may have even found part of your calling later in life. You may have, you know, I maybe Keen's going to be an illustrator or an author or whatever by God's leading or whatever. I don't know. This podcast isn't about shutting you down. Slam the door on that. This podcast is about navigating the nuances. Loyalty is wonderful. Idolatry is something else. So let's talk about God's loyalty, which is also called faithfulness. Deuteronomy 7:9, know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps faithful, loyal, who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to a thousandth generation with those who love him and keep his commandments. I want you to note the end of that phrase. With those who love him, there's a dividend. There is something returning. Don't go left yet. 1 Kings 8:23. He said, O Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven, above or on earth beneath, keeping covenant and showing loving kindness to your servants who walk before you with all their heart. Again, you need to notice that phrase, who walk before you with all, there's a dividend. He said, 2 Chronicles 6:14, he said, O Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or on earth, keeping covenant and showing loving kindness to your servants, again, who walk before you with all their heart. Nehemiah 1:5, I'm not going to read all 65, just so you know. I said, I beseech you, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God who preserves the covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments. There is a reason why that is put at the end of these verses. You see, our God knows what a healthy relationship is. And he wants you to know what a healthy relationship is. When you pour in all of this energy, but think of that thing that you love, the group you love, the whatever it is that you love. When you pour in your time, when you pour in your devotion, when you pour in your loyalty, when you pour in whatever it is. I've known people that were addicted to anime, Japanese anime, to the point that they were going to move to Japan and learn the language. And it was just overwhelming. And it was all about the same age. It was all about the same age. Because this desire to serve, this desire to worship, we are made worshipers. Don't be embarrassed. This is not a time for shaming. This is extremely common. I've seen this over and over and over. It's a devotion. Now, a lot of times it's more with girls, but that is not set in stone. That is not there. I did not do a survey. Okay. So I really cannot say that for sure. Your God knows, repeat it, what a healthy relationship is. When we pour in all these things to whatever it is that our heart has been attracted to, the first thing we need to think about is what is returning to me for all my devotion. Great music. Is that for you? And we can, I mean, don't shift here. Don't shift off. We are getting selfish now. We're getting selfish. Let's read Psalm 115 first before we go any further. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. Because your loving kindness, because of your truth, Why should the nations say, where now is their God? But our God is in the heavens, and he does whatever he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of man's hands. They have mouths, but they cannot see. Speak. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have noses, but they cannot smell. They have hands, but they cannot feel. They have feet, but they cannot walk. They cannot make a sound with their throat. Those who make them will become like them. Everyone who trusts in them. See the danger, and I want to read you this little story I was reading today from GAFCON Global Anglicans. It was a little short story about this guy who was offered as a child to idols. And he was dedicated to this, using utensils kept in a shrine or something like that. I'm just trying to get this idea here. And then he decided to become a Christian. But he did not break this covenant. And then when he started, and he was baptized. And then when he started his job, he lost his joy in the Lord. What does the scripture say here? Those who make them, not hearing, not seeing, not smelling. You get the idea that it's dead. But honestly, that's the opposite of what our kids feel they're getting into. They feel like they're engaging in life, excitement, a new wave or craze, a community, a whole world of discoveries to be made. And what scripture says about being overly dedicated here is that you become dead. Not speaking, not seeing, not hearing, not smelling. And it's the total opposite of what you feel you're getting into. But always, 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 we are going to end up like the idol we worship. And does an idol know us? Does an idol see us? Does an idol care for us? Does an idol respond to us? These are things to think about. As you look around in your life and you see and you assess what you're loyal to, even if it's friendships, why don't you think about before tomorrow, is this healthy? Are there proper dividends? Remember, your God knows what a healthy relationship is. He's not going to be mocked. He's not going to be used. and you can assess for yourself what kind of relationships you have with whatever. People, bands, entities, whatever, whatever.
Again, thanks for listening. Catch the next part of this series, usually Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. You can also find Underground Crowds on Twitter, Patreon, Bandcamp, or undergroundcrowds.com.